Test 4. Have you ever made a profit from walking a dog? Do you like working alone or in groups? Have you ever set a world record in anything? Answer those the right way, and you could land a job at Google. In its desperate search for more engineers and sales representatives for its rapidly growing business, Google has created an automated way to look through the more than 100,000 job applications it receives each month. Instead of simply looking for people with straight A's, it's starting to ask applicants to fill out an in-depth online survey that examines their attitude, behavior, and personality. Questions concern everything from the age the applicant first got excited about computers to whether the person has ever tutored. They also seek out non-traditional information. This can include what magazines the applicant subscribes to or what pets that person has. The answers are fed into a series of formulas created by Google's mathematicians that spit out a score from 0 to 100. This is meant to predict how well a person will fit into the freewheeling, competitive company culture. Google has doubled its number of employees in each of the last 3 years. As we get bigger, we find it harder and harder to find enough people, said Google's vice president for people operations. Interviews are a terrible predictor of performance. With traditional hiring methods, we might overlook some of the best candidates, he said.
Now the passage will be read again.
Have you ever made a profit from walking a dog? Do you like working alone or in groups? Have you ever set a world record in anything? Answer those the right way, and you could land a job at Google. In its desperate search for more engineers and sales representatives for its rapidly growing business, Google has created an automated way to look through the more than 100,000 job applications it receives each month. Instead of simply looking for people with straight A's, it's starting to ask applicants to fill out an in-depth online survey that examines their attitude, behavior, and personality. Questions concern everything from the age the applicant first got excited about computers to whether the person has ever tutored. They also seek out non-traditional information. This can include what magazines the applicant subscribes to or what pets that person has. The answers are fed into a series of formulas created by Google's mathematicians that spit out a score from 0 to 100. This is meant to predict how well a person will fit into the freewheeling, competitive company culture. Google has doubled its number of employees in each of the last 3 years. As we get bigger, we find it harder and harder to find enough people, said Google's vice president for people operations. Interviews are a terrible predictor of performance. With traditional hiring methods, we might overlook some of the best candidates. He said.
Now the passage will be read for a third time.
Have you ever made a profit from walking a dog? Do you like working alone or in groups? Have you ever set a world record in anything? Answer those the right way, and you could land a job at Google. In its desperate search for more engineers and sales representatives for its rapidly growing business, Google has created an automated way to look through the more than 100,000 job applications it receives each month. Instead of simply looking for people with straight A's, it's starting to ask applicants to fill out an in-depth online survey that examines their attitude, behavior, and personality. Questions concern everything from the age the applicant first got excited about computers to whether the person has ever tutored. They also seek out non-traditional information. This can include what magazines the applicant subscribes to or what pets that person has. The answers are fed into a series of formulas created by Google's mathematicians that spit out a score from 0 to 100. This is meant to predict how well a person will fit into the freewheeling, competitive company culture. Google has doubled its number of employees in each of the last 3 years. As we get bigger, we find it harder and harder to find enough people, said Google's vice president for people operations. Interviews are a terrible predictor of performance. With traditional hiring methods, we might overlook some of the best candidates, he said.